to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, 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 here's Tim Spencer and all the Sons of the Pioneers again on Here's to Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere.
Drifting along with the tumbling, tumbling.
I was born to the saddle, I'll ride till I die. The night herd the cattle way up in the sky.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
When the last train is traveled, it won't matter then. I'll live in the memory of places I've been.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
I was born to the saddle, I'll die punching cattle, I know.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
I'll roam on forever, my home is wherever I go.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
If the grass gets too short and the water holds dry, I'll stay in the saddle and root hog or die. I'm headed my pony for old Arizona, goodbye.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
Now you take the city with mansions and homes, all crowded together with no room to roam.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
And I'll take the ranges, the tall prairie hay, and mountains 110 miles away.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
I was born to the saddle, I'll die punching cattle, I know.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
I'll roam on forever, my home is wherever I go.
Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
If the grass gets too short and the water holds dry, I'll stay in the saddle and root hog or die. I'm headed my pony for old Arizona, goodbye.
Thank you, and this is Tim Spencer. Now, folks, I want you to listen. Here's a message from the Veterans Administration for 6 million GI insurance policy holders on how they can spend their insurance money wisely. Does this puzzle you? Well, don't let it do it. Just let me explain what I mean. An insurance policy is money, isn't it? Then if an insurance policy is money, you want to be certain that it is spent as wisely as can be arranged. How do you spend a GI insurance policy? Easy. Each of the 6 million GI policy holders names one or more persons to receive the proceeds of the policy. Beneficiaries, they're called. If you've named the right person or persons to be the beneficiary, then you've spent your insurance policy well. You've put your policy to the best use. It's protecting the very people you want to protect. The trick is in that beneficiary list. And I'll tell you more after another song by the Sons of the Pioneers.
There's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, doggies, and let me dream of the one gal I love. There's silver on the sage tonight. We've been on the trail all day. So lie down, doggies, and you dream too of a range far away, of a range waiting for you, where the
the streams never go dry, and the grass sparkles with dewdrops in the meadows of the sweet by and by. There's silver on the sage tonight, sprinkled by the moon above. So lie down, yogis, and let me dream of the gal I love. Of the gal.
Thank you, fellas, and this is Tim Spencer again. Now, earlier I made the point that a GI insurance policy is money. Therefore, it can be spent, just like money. A bad way to spend your policy is to have the wrong beneficiary named on it. In other words, is the person you originally chose still the one you want to receive the proceeds of your insurance policy? It's vital that you check your policy to see if you've kept your beneficiaries up to date. Perhaps, well, maybe you've gotten married, or maybe you're divorced, or there are a couple of children to think about. Does your beneficiary list reflect these changes? The Veterans Administration, under law, has to pay your GI insurance policy to the beneficiaries of record. So, ask the VA for a change of beneficiary form. Write to your nearest VA regional office or to the VA insurance office where you pay your premiums. Remember, if you want to spend your GI insurance policy wisely, keep your list of beneficiaries up to date. I think I've been doing enough talking for a while, so let's have another song, fellas.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rosa's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, the drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, stunned by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet
will find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left right a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Oh, I am trying to stay in the saddle. I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I die for. One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
Well, sir, this is Tim Spencer of the Sons of the Pioneers with good news. Good news for many thousands of youngsters between the ages of 18 and 23 whose veteran parents died as a result of wartime service. Now listen carefully, will you? You may be eligible for 4 years of college training under VA's War Orphans Training Act. Why don't you do yourself a favor? Get in touch with the VA. Do that, won't you? And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Tim Spencer, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And from Hollywood, this is Tim Spencer saying thanks for listening.